Okay, so fresh starts, right? New beginnings. Have you ever noticed how it's like those outsiders who really shake things up? It's like they see these opportunities, you know, where everyone else, they just see like the way things have always been. And that energy, that's what we're tapping into today with IA Global Ventures. They are all about backing immigrant entrepreneurs. And we're going like behind the scenes with their investor deck to break it all down, their strategy. You know, I love this stuff. And luckily, I've got our expert here to like help connect the dots for us.
Yeah, always happy to dive into a VC fund that's doing things a bit differently.
So IA Global, their big idea, it's all about this like untapped potential of immigrant entrepreneurs. They even say it in the deck. They want identify, empower, and invest. And get this, it's not just about the financial returns, because obviously those are important, right?
Of course, yeah.
But they're talking about fostering communities,
yeah,
building a global network. This is like aiming high. This isn't just find the next unicorn. This is like reshaping the whole ecosystem.
And what's really interesting is it's not just a hunch, you know?
Right.
This focus on immigrant founders, it's not just feel good stuff.
Yeah.
Did you know that almost half, 44% to be exact, of Fortune 500 companies, they were started by immigrants or their children?
Whoa.
That's a huge amount of companies to overlook, and that's really the potential blind spot that IA Global is trying to address.
Seriously, 44%. That's mind-blowing. I mean, it makes you wonder how many like game-changing ideas are we missing out on just because someone doesn't fit the traditional mold?
Exactly. And that's really where IA Global's approach stands out. They're not just looking
Yeah.
at the idea, right? They're looking at the person behind the idea.
Which makes sense when you think about it. Like
Yeah.
starting a business, it takes more than just a good idea. It takes grit,
Yeah.
resilience, that certain something that helps you weather the storms. Now we
Yeah.
know they're working with a $50 million early stage venture fund. And to be honest, I always get a little lost in the weeds
Yeah.
with all those VC terms. Can you give us a quick lay of the land? Like, what does that actually mean in the real world?
Sure. So for anyone new to the VC world, that $50 million isn't about just like handing out checks to everyone. It's about making strategic bets on the future. And early stage means high risk, but also potentially those astronomical returns that, you know, everyone dreams of. So in IA Global's case, they're looking at about 25 to 30 investments, each one starting around $500,000. And their goal is to see those investments grow to like 20 to 100 times their initial size. When those companies successfully exit, whether that's through, you know, an IPO or an acquisition.
Okay, so big risks,
Yeah.
big rewards, and this is where their international accelerator comes in, right? It
Yeah.
seems to be like the heart of what makes them different.
It really is. Yeah. It's essentially a year-long program. It's designed to support these immigrant entrepreneurs every step of the way. And crucially, this is all before IA Global invests a single dime.
They're providing housing,
Yeah.
office space. They're helping with like legal stuff, fundraising guidance. It's like a crash course in building a successful business in the US.
Exactly. And this is where IA Global, they gain an edge because they're not just evaluating, you know, a pitch deck and a spreadsheet. They're actually seeing these founders in action, under pressure. They see how they adapt, how they grow. That kind of insight is really invaluable. It's not something you can just glean from a presentation. It's something most VCs just don't have access to.
It's like they're not just evaluating a business, they're evaluating like a person.
Yeah. And this approach, it's not just theoretical, it's battle tested.
Oh, yeah.
They actually ran a smaller fund, an experimental one, using this model, and they saw some pretty remarkable results.
Really?
Yeah, they turned $3.18 million into a return of $9.27 million.
Why?
One of their companies, Restream, they started with a valuation of $5 million. By 2021, valued at $186 million.
Get out.
Yeah.
That's incredible. It's
Yeah.
like how many other like hidden gems are out there? That with the right support and the right opportunity.
That's exactly why they're raising this new larger fund. They see the potential. The process is proven. Now it's just about scaling the impact.
So it's like they've cracked the code
Yeah.
of this kind of hidden talent pool. But let's talk deal flow for a sec. I mean, they had over 5,000 applications for only 12 spots in their accelerator program last year.
It is incredibly selective. Remember that funnel that we saw in the deck.
Uh-huh.
It all starts with this flood of applications from their website, from referrals. They even do these global competitions.
Right.
And then by the time they get down to those final 12 companies, it is a very, very select group who have gone through incredibly rigorous vetting.
So it's not just about who has the best idea on paper. It's like, who has the drive, the adaptability, that sheer willpower to really make it happen? Which leads me to a question. How does IA Global, how do they actually assess that, those traits that are hardy to quantify, like grit, coachability? What are they looking for during that year in the accelerator?
They're looking at how those founders handle challenges, because every business is going to face challenges, right? So do they buckle under pressure, or do they pivot? Do they learn? Do they come back stronger? How do they interact with their teams? How do they take feedback? You know, their approach to problem solving.
So it's like they're evaluating their entrepreneurial DNA, not just the business plan.
Exactly. And because they're working with these companies so closely for a whole year before there's even any formal funding, they're able to negotiate deals that most VCs wouldn't even see, let alone secure. So we're talking earlier access, less competition, and terms that would make you raise an eyebrow in this market.
Okay, that's fascinating. So they're not just picking winners, they're like shaping them. But it makes you wonder, if this approach is so great, why isn't everyone doing it? What's the catch?
Well, it takes a certain kind of mindset, you know? Right. Traditional VC due diligence, it's very metric driven.
Right.
Market size, product market fit, financials, all incredibly important factors, of course.
Yeah.
But IA Global adds this other layer. It's looking at that human element.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's people who build businesses.
Yeah.
Not spreadsheets.
Right. And understanding that a founder's ability to learn, adapt, persevere, that's just as important as that initial idea.
It really highlights those missed opportunities when you just rely on the, you know, traditional metrics.
Makes you wonder what the world would look like if more investors kind of embraced this approach.
Right. Like, imagine the ripple effect.
Yeah.
If we stopped thinking about innovation as this like exclusive club and started looking for it everywhere, in every single community.
Yeah, it's not just about the social impact either, although that is a huge part of it. But it's also about recognizing that diversity of thought, diversity of experience, perspective. That's often where the real groundbreaking ideas come from.
It's like that saying, right? Like, if you want something new, you got to stop looking in the same old places. And IA Global is definitely looking in some new and unexpected places.
They are. And they're betting big on the fact that the next, you know, wave of game-changing companies, they're going to come from those who are often overlooked and underestimated.
And they're putting their money where their mouth is.
Yeah.
Which is refreshing to see. But like any good investment strategy, you know, the proof is in the pudding. It'll be interesting to see how their model kind of evolves as the market changes.
Yeah, for sure. The VC landscape is incredibly dynamic, and past success is never a guarantee of future returns. But what IA Global has going for them is this deep understanding of a very specific type of founder. They have that rigorous selection process and that support system that is, you know, designed to nurture success.
Plus, they're not just like going with their gut here. They're using data, they're tracking their results, and they're constantly refining that approach.
Right, exactly. That data-driven, human-centered approach is what makes them so intriguing.
Well, if anyone out there is as inspired by IA Global Ventures as I am, you can check them out online. They have a great website. Their team bios are all there. Information about the International Accelerator, even details about their portfolio companies. They've got companies like Restream, Timeline, Docturnal, SolarX. They're tackling everything from like healthcare to sustainable energy.
Yeah, and that's a great takeaway from this whole deep dive. Even if you're not, you know, out there raising a venture fund, you can still engage with this ecosystem, support these companies, spread the word, maybe even explore some opportunities to work with them.
So true. It's about recognizing that immigrant entrepreneurship, it's not just an investment strategy. It's a vital part of our economy, our culture, our future.
Absolutely. I mean, by shining a light on these incredible founders, by investing in their potential, IA Global Ventures might just inspire the next generation of innovators and change makers.
Who knows? Maybe the next Fortune 500 company is being built right now, fueled by a dream, grit, determination, and a little help from an accelerator that's doing things differently. This has been a fascinating look at a company that's not just trying to play the VC game. They're trying to change the rules of the game. And that's what we're all about here on The Deep Dive, digging into the ideas, the innovations, the people who are shaping the future. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep your eyes open for those hidden gems, those unexpected opportunities, those moments where the ordinary becomes extraordinary.